This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Thursday today, and it's time for us to take our daily practice a little bit deeper. I hope you are absolutely enjoying the work we're doing this week around planting seeds. I so hope you have had the chance to step outside and plant some actual seeds, whether that's happening in your garden or in a little corner of a backyard or in a pot indoors. If you haven't had the chance to actually have your hands to the earth this week yet, make sure you carve out some space to do that this weekend, because it's such an important part of enjoying the season and feeling connected to nature.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What I want to do today for our deepening here this Thursday is to take a moment to check in on a seed that we are scared to plant. This to me is a really interesting line of contemplation. I've been sitting with this for a little while myself lately. So that seed that you feel is too daunting for you to plant. If you are into gardening, if you're already growing your own plants or flowers or food, you might actually have a literal seed that you feel is a little bit daunting. But really what we're talking about this week here, of course, is that dream that feels too big to dream, that dream that you're almost a little bit scared to put into action. I have seeds in my life that I am a little bit scared to plant, both literally and metaphorically. There are certain things in the garden that I feel are just really challenging to plant from seed. That includes lots of medicinal herbs. I prefer to buy them as seedlings just because the process of planting them from seed is really strenuous and complicated. And of course, this is in alignment with seeds I'm planting in my life, or seeds I want to plant in my life. And there are certain dreams that just feel out of reach. There are certain dreams that feel too vast, too complicated, like they're going to require way too much work. And there are dreams where we have a limiting belief or a limiting storyline in the back of our minds telling us that we can't ever make this happen. So what's the point of dreaming about it anyway? I want to take a moment to really get some clarity on that dream that you have in life that you are almost scared to speak out loud. The thing that you want so badly, but for some reason it feels too far away for you to actually have the courage in this moment to get started or to get out there and actually plant that seed to start making things happen. So we're going to journal on this. This is also a great conversation starter to take to a friend just to go a little bit deeper. A seed I am scared of planting is. A seed I am scared of planting is. Or you can write, a dream I have that feels too big is. A dream I have that feels too big is. So what is a seed you're scared of planting? What is a dream that you feel is too big for you in this moment or in the past? Spend some time unpacking this because, of course, we're going to have actual literal obstacles to every seed we want to plant, to every dream that we want to make happen. And it's really important to distinguish between actual physical, material, logistical, financial hurdles that we're going to have and hurdles and obstacles that actually come from inside of ourselves. Because the thing is, even if we get started on that dream, if we have those big hurdles inside and genuinely deep down we feel like we're not worthy of this dream, or that we're not capable of making this happen, or we're not deserving of having that abundance and magic in our lives, we are going to find ways to self-sabotage. That's just how us humans do things. So we want to get clarity around the inner hurdles that we have when it comes to making this dream happen and separate them from actual obstacles that we are going to come across that are absolutely figure outable and solvable. We have to believe in ourselves and our ability to make magic happen. So get clarity today on that seed that you're scared of planting or that dream that you feel is too big, and get closer to the actual truth in the heart of that. What is going on? What is that limiting belief? What is that story that you're telling yourself about this dream that you have? And is it actually true? I hope you enjoy this practice. It's a really important part of manifestation work. So I really hope you take this to heart and go all the way. Have a beautiful, beautiful rest of this day, and I'll be back tomorrow.